You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR 1. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Marr. A rash of thefts in Morro Bay has local authorities asking residents to be sure to lock their cars at night. Police say they arrested two people who may be responsible for the thefts this week, but suspect more thieves are still in the area. KCBX's Tyler Pratt has more.
Morro Bay police are investigating a sharp spike in vehicle thefts over the past week. Police say residents aren't locking their vehicles and leaving valuables inside. It creates what Rick Catlett, acting commander for the Morro Bay Police Department, calls a crime of opportunity.
People will walk by, check doors. If they find an unlocked door, they'll go through, ransack the vehicle, and take anything of any value.
Recent Morro Bay Police social media posts show what's been recovered so far, including sunglasses, phone chargers, headphones, cords, clothes, surfboard wax, and lotto tickets.
It's either a few individuals that are associated together, or it just happens to be that we have a couple of groups that are out doing it.
And it's not just limited to Morro Bay. Catlett says there's been an increase in these kind of theft calls across the county and in the city of San Luis Obispo.
It isn't specific to our area. It just happens to be our time that we're getting hit.
Catlett says the rash of burglaries could be attributed to the recent tax day, or maybe it's the weather getting nice and more people being out at night. He can't say for sure. He did say some of the stolen items are being returned, although some things might have to be kept for evidence. If you've been the victim of a nighttime burglary, call your local police department and file a report. And Catlett adds, make sure you're always locking your car. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.